Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, always, always have to say thank you to my supporters for allowing me to build this platform as it continues to grow. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show or just in the world that's a part of my life that has started their businesses and has been prosperous in their businesses. So, again, guys, continue to be successful in your business. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. Remember, life is like a puzzle. Got to figure it out because this is your dream, your life, your reality. You're the one that has to make this happen for you. All right, guys, want to just quickly give a shout out to everyone that has been sending me emails that has been supporting me of getting my web series off the ground. Yes, did my first little taping a few days ago. Met a lot of special people, met a lot of different people as well. So kind of want to say kudos to you guys. Thank you for supporting me and helping me with getting this stuff together. Okay, guys. Today on the show, well, actually last week on the show, we kind of talked about getting your businesses off the ground by, I gave you some home-based ideas. We talked about your mission statement. We talked about overcoming obstacles. We talked about how to use social media for your free advertising. Today on the show, I'm going to talk about some community events that's going on and give you also some back-to-school tips and just a few home-based business. But before I get to that, had my ear to the street yesterday to the season premiere of Basketball Wives. Rolling solo today, but you know what? I did not like that show last night, guys. I don't know if it was just me or it was just, I don't know, was it all about Evelyn last night? I don't know. It was just too much Chad and Evelyn going on. So I guess maybe it was just their season premiere, the focus around that. I don't know. But hopefully they'll get a little better because if not, my eyes will not be watching that. So, but I don't know. The ladies looked lovely. They all had different looks. Shani was rocking a long hairstyle this time. I kind of like that look a little bit on her. So it really was no drama on there. I guess the drama is going to unfold next Sunday when they bring in the new lady, Tasha. I don't know who wife she was or basketball wife, whatever, I don't know. Susie, I was trying to figure out, Susie had some type of surgery that she said they had to break her jaw with 8 hours of surgery, but I don't know. Susie still looks the same to me. But, again, kudos to basketball wives. Hopefully, again, they have a nice season. Because if not, I would not be watching it. All right, guys. Going to take a quick commercial. We're not going to do a commercial. I'm going to actually give you a blast of the past first. That's what I'm going to do. Give you a blast of the past first. And then when I come back, I'm going to talk about some Bastard Schools tips. Got a few little energy tips from TXU Energy. Just got a whole bunch of things to kind of give to you guys again. So just give me 1 second. Be back. Enjoy your blast from the past.
All right. All we got blast from the past.
Guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed your blast from the past. And we didn't have any technical difficulties today. All right, guys, just want to quickly talk about some community events. Going to give you some back to school tips. Okay, the community events that I have, Score Houston is having a second annual social media gathering. It's going to be August the 21st. And that's at 7:45 a.m. That's for all you early birds. The second one they are having is called Straight Talk. It's an educational and networking event. And that's going to be August the 22nd at 9 a.m. And remember, guys, those are both free. So try to take advantage of anything that's free, in the, especially with Squirt Houston. Remember, they have counseling. They have all kind of things going on. They have mentors there to help you with your businesses and all that kind of stuff. So Squirt Houston. Okay, Ameritrade. Talked to a Sherry at Ameritrade, and she just said basically when opening up an account with Ameritrade, you will receive exclusive access and investing foundation program. So if you want to reach her, you can call her at 1-713-397-6200. And again, her name is Sherry. And if not, check out the website at www.ameritrade.com. Talk to Jenny at TXU Energy. Basically, with the energy saving tips, she's just basically saying that, you know, how you turn back and save, turn your thermostat back 10 to 15%, 8 hours a day. She gave me some other tips, but they're kind of lengthy. So if you want to email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll send them that. But if not, go to www.txu.com on Saving Solutions. And again, her name is Jenny. If you need to talk to her, just to get some ideas on how to cut down your light bill, because like our light bill is like $700, $800. And I guess, again, because of summer, but it's getting ready to get cooler, so light bills should go down a little bit. But just in case you need to talk to her, her number is 713-869-5400. Again, that's Jenny with TXU Energy, and she can give you some good tips on saving energy. Those are my community events. Oh, I have one more. The Houston Power Women football team should be having a tryout this Saturday, August the 24th, at Law Park. But if not, check out their website just for clarification at www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. I know for sure the tryout is this Saturday. They may have moved the location, but just again, just check out their website. They do have contact information if it's not updated. Okay, I want to give you some back-to-school tips. For parents that are trying to get backpacks and free supplies, school supplies, Operation Backpack is going to be at Houston Northwest Church. Supplies are limited, though. So, again, that's Houston Northwest Church. And their organization is, again, is Operation Backpack. So, and Boost Mobile. I know at COM 1 on 1960 and 45, if you sign up for Boost Mobile, he is giving away backpacks full of supplies, school supplies. Again, that's COM 1, and I don't know if all the Boost Mobiles are doing it or just his location, but that's COM 1 on 1960 and 45, and I hope that'll help out a little bit. And the YMCA is also doing back-to-school supplies, but if you can't, if you don't need supplies, school supplies, you just want to donate and give back like I did, donate to your local YMCA because they do need some help, and that's what we did this summer. So any YMCA. All right, guys, going to give you a commercial break, and when I come back, going to give you some basic essentials on how to open up your business. This is the ingredients that you need to start your businesses, give you a few home-based business tips and ideas, and I'll be right back. Sassy and very classy. You want to look good for the weekend? You want to get your hair done? Well, you better call Carl. Hair by Carl. He'll hook you up. Make an appointment at 832-209-4985. Tell him you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment. Real football. Real active football. Yes, that's right. Try out for the Houston Power and be a part of the Houston Best Women's Football Team. Contact the team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Check it out so you can see when the tryouts are coming. They're coming soon. See you out there. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show your perfect image? Well, call Picture It Photography at 832-677-4106 or email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com and let him capture the diva in you. Anyone that has anger management problems, we contact High Hope Outreach Center. They're a new anger management facility that have group sessions, individual sessions, and mandated court sessions. They have all different kind of classes that are available. Contact them at 832-446-6286. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center. Sour, then give me some sugar. The new lip gloss line that's coming out soon. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com. Check the website out for more information. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to do some advertising? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information. Let your business shine. Get your information out there. Let people know who you are. Brand your business. Again, advertise with me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Alright guys, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the commercials. Hope you use some of those places that is being advertised. Alright, want to switch gears a little bit. Going to talk about the basic essentials that you need to start your business. Just some very basic stuff. About getting your DBA. Remember that. Get your DBA first. That's you're doing business as. You go to your county clerk's office to get that. And along with your employment identification number, that's EIN, that's already your federal tax ID. Just in case you need that, that number is 1-800-829-4933. You can either apply online or you can go to your local IRS office. And before you get your DBA, always remember when you think about your name of your business, think about something that's going to stand out when you do it. So when you name your business, you got to think about, if you want to name it your own name, that's fine. You have a reputation or a plan to kind of grow something. Maybe think about a tagline or a motto, a name that communicates with the primary benefit of why are you starting your business. A lot of people name their business, again, and then tie it with their mission statement. I really don't think a person should name their business their name, but that's just me. But all right, let me move on. Okay, then think about your mission statement for your business. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, because remember, that's an important tool that ties into your business. It represents you and how you're going to get your businesses out there. So think about that as well. All right, so those are the basic essentials that you actually need. And then think about this. Remember, when starting any business, also ask yourself some important questions. Is this business opportunity in a successful industry? Is it in demand? Then does this business require a huge investment? Do you need a degree? Do you need a certification? Things of that nature. Then does this business require a lot of your time. You know, if your business, of course, it needs your time. But some people buy businesses and have people to run their business. So think about if you're going to dedicate yourself 100% to your business, or you're going to allow someone else to run it for you. If somebody else is running it for you, 10 out of 10, they're not going to care about it as much as you do, because this is your passion, your dream, your reality. Remember those words, y'all. So those are the few little key essential things when you're starting your business. The main thing that I really love is the DBA, when you're naming your business and getting your mission together. I love doing those things. So I'm going to give you some ideas, some top home-based ideas that you can actually do. The first one I would say is maybe an abstracting service, advertising agency. If you're good on doing coaching or something, maybe a coach. If you're editing, a good editor. These are just home-based business, so, you know, you're not spending a lot of money as well. Because I get a lot of emails, people want to do it under $100, so these are pretty much pretty reasonable. A credit counselor or a consultant, if you're good with tutoring, you know, you can either do computer tutoring or computer training, and that ties into a consultant. And the last but not least, maybe doing gift baskets if you're really crafty and you like building things and putting things together, selling candles or buying little whatnots and putting it together and doing them for special occasions or weddings or birthday parties or Mother's Day, Easter, things like that, doing baskets. That would be a good one. So I also want to share quickly with you guys some grant information. I know I've gave this before, but I'm going to give it to you again. It's for women only. It's www.countmein.org. They are up and gearing, giving $5,000 on their startup funds. So if you're just starting out a brand new business, check out their website, www.countmein.org. Hope that helped a little bit. Hopefully I didn't go over anything too fast. But if I did, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I will definitely go back over it with no problem at all. I'll be back on August the 20th at 10 a.m. If anything changes, I'll email you. I'll just keep checking out my website, guys. All righty. Remember, Open Talk 2 will be going you streaming YouTube, working on the web series right now. It'll be in September. Again, thank you, artists here in Houston, for sending me all your information, your demos. Thank you guys for emailing me. I love all the support I've been getting. So you guys, make sure you follow me on Twitter. I'm starting to tweet a lot more things now. Like me on Facebook. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. You got some information, ideas, things that you want to hear on the show. Anything that you want to hear, hey, I'm open to it. I'll mention it on the show. You want to advertise with me again, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Can't wait for you guys to meet the ladies on the panel of Open Talk 2. We'll give you a tease of the show in a few days. So I will probably provide that link. Go to my website, www.opentalk2.com. I'm going to update that some more. Guys, have a blessed week. Happy weekend. See you guys back August the 27th at 10 a.m. Have a good one.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah. thinking that it might be a good idea to take her with me. She's ready to leave.
But let's go.
And I gotta keep it real now. Cause on the 1 to 10, it's 5 to 20. That just ain't me.
Hey,
I don't know. If I take that chance, she's where they gonna leave. But what I do is the way she danced. Make sure they all right for me. The way she
everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I'm a fool.